Kof Ches Tishrei, Sunday the 7th of October, Dayan Yehoshua Posen. Sefer HaYosha, this week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Nishmas Chaya Rezul Bas Michael Halevi. Aleha Shalom.
Turns 17, and the age 17 has certain connotations when it comes to young boys, and that is that you can have the opportunity to receive your driving license. Now, Eli has always been very, very interested in driving, very interested in cars, very interested in the thought of being behind the wheel, and he'd already been pressuring his parents for months that it's coming up to his 17th birthday, and he really, really wants to get his license. His parents, as many of us do, went ahead and got him the relevant paperwork. He could apply for his preliminary license. He then had to have the book, which he had to learn up, and he kept it by his bed, and he learned it thoroughly and methodically, and he was ready. Yeah, Yom came today, he had his preliminary test, and he passed his test, having learned exactly about the precautions one has to have, the things one has to be aware of, the things one has to look out for, and the maximum speeds in this area, the maximum speeds in that area. And he passed his preliminary test, and then it started, after the theory started, the practice, and he went with his instructor, and he went with his father, and he tried, and he danced, and he tried this, and he got rid of that problem. And eventually, he was ready to pass. He felt ready to take the test. He really hoped he had a proper chance of passing. And he went on the test, and the instructor told him that certain things, unfortunately, weren't yet where they needed to be. Now, on this particular occasion, he didn't pass. And the instructor marked down the areas that he needed to work on. And he carried on with more lessons, particularly focusing on those areas that needed improvement. His tendency to speed once there was a straight road more than a certain distance. And the second test came along, and Baruch Hashem, he passed. He passed. He was incredibly excited. After he passed his test, he found that having the license wasn't necessarily the be-all and end-all, because without a car, it doesn't help him that much. And he started putting pressure on his parents, can they please buy him a second-hand car? His mother really wasn't that keen. The thought of him having that kind of freedom, driving around, what, where, how. She was very reluctant. But after much pressure, with certain conditions and rules, Eli was given a second-hand little car. About 3 months later, his mother receives a call. And the call is, can you come and pick me up? He says, where are you? It's in the middle of some place. I have no idea what he's doing in that area, Bechlau. But the problem is that he's not allowed to drive home. Why is he not allowed to drive home? The car broke down, and the car didn't break down. But I was caught speeding. And when the police pulled me over, they checked and they asked to see my phone, and they saw that I'd been on the phone at the time. And the person who's just passed the test for the first 12 months is a new law, that You lose your license. So I can't drive home. It's not just a question of points. That's it. The license has been taken away. And can you come and pick me up? Can you imagine the feeling of disappointment, possibly a betrayal, that his parents felt at that moment? He's gone through the training. He's gone through the warnings. He's been told exactly how you need to drive, how you shouldn't be driving. He's been told what's expected of you. And then he's begged, pleaded, cajoled, can you give me the car? Get me a car, I really, really want to drive. And much to his parents' reluctance, they gave in, they trusted him, they gave him that car. But with warnings, with guidelines, and everything had been agreed. And he blew it. We have just been through an incredibly, hopefully, uplifting period. We've been through a period which started with a Meis Slichus, which started with us waking up at the crack of dawn, going and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us an opportunity, to give us a chance, to be meichel averus, to look over the shortcomings that we might have had in the last year. And then came Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, and after we stood there for 10 days, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leman Chai Likim Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want Chaim for you. It's all for you. Everything which we want to do, the koichas which we're asking for, the panasa which we're asking for, the gesund that we're asking for, everything we're asking for, it's not for us. It's the mancha, it's for you in order that we can do your avodas Hashem. That's what we're asking for. Give us the tools, give us the opportunity in order that we can serve you the best way we possibly can. And after we went through those 10 days of Yira Shemayim, of Tshuva Meyira, we then went through Tshuva Me'ava. We then went through Sukkos. The Mishnah says that if it rains on Sukkos, then there's no chiyuv to sit in Sukkah. The Mishnah gives a moshel, famous moshel, of a king whose servant goes to bring him a drink and brings him a pitcher of water, and the king throws the water back in the servant's face. What does that show? I'm not interested. I'm not interested in your service. So too, says the Mishnah, Klal Yisrael sit in the sukkah on Sukkos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it rain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I don't want your avodah. Mefarshim explain this is referring to Eretz Yisrael. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. If you live in a Medina where it's very normal for it to rain in September, October, you don't need to get depressed from this Mishnah's point of view that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our avodah. That's not the case. However, perhaps one can invert that Mishnah and say, if you live in a country where the normal teva is for it to rain, and it doesn't rain, it pours, absolutely pours, up to Erev Sukkos. And then from Erev Sukkos till after Sukkos, you don't even need a roof. You don't even need to close your roof, the gantz of Sukkos. So Mestama, one can say, it's not rocket science, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, Ashreichem Yisrael, how beautiful is your avodah? How much do I want your avodah? I'm mamish being mashana the teva. Do you know that in New York, the first night Sukkos was a washout, literally. Baruch Hashem, how lucky we were. So we went through the Sukkos. And the Sukkos changed our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It changed it from that of Yira to that of Ava. Particularly this year. The phenomenal Ava that we felt, that bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first part of Sukkos, we need help. We need training with that Ava. So we have the Arba Minim. And then it comes to Shmini Atzeres. We don't even need any tools. We can stand there in shul and sing Halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without anything needed to motivate us. Because we've been through those 7 days of Sukkos with Arba Minim that have taken us to the pinnacle of Shmini Atzeres, followed by the peak with Simchas Torah. And hopefully we all pass the test. And hopefully we're now mamish on a high. A ruchnistik a high. And we've davened, and we've asked, and we've cajoled, and we've begged for the opportunity. Leman choyli kim chaim. And we've got that car. And here we are now. And we've got 6 months ahead, an extra month thrown in for good measure, before the next proper recharge of Pesach. And the question is, now that we've got the car, and we've got the keys, you know, nowadays, I don't know how many people here, probably nobody here had this experience, I didn't have this experience either, but nowadays, in order to pass the driving test, you have to know how to use a TomTom. You have to know how to use a sat-nav. Well, it never existed in our time. Nowadays, part of a driving test is you have to be able to use a sat-nav. Because if you don't use a sat-nav nowadays, then you don't know how to drive. Right? We have a sat-nav. We have a sat-nav. By Baruch Hashem. We've been through everything which we've been through. And we've now asked for the opportunity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us that opportunity. Please let us show you what we want to do for you. And here we are. We're on the road, put the keys in the car. What's the sat-nav? The sat-nav is the parashas that we've now begun. We've now begun the Kriyas HaTorah for Sefer Bereishis. And Gemara says, Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, that Sefer Bereishis is referred to as Sefer HaYosha. Sefer Yosha. Says the Gemara, how do we know it's referred to as Sefer Yosha? The Gemara brings that Bilam Arosha, referred to Thomas Nafshi Moisi Sharim. Bilam said that Halavai, I'll be able to die the death of the Yosharim. Says the Gemara, Yosharim is referring to the Avos HaKadoshim, Avom Yitzhak Yaakov. And the Sefer Yosha, therefore, Sefer Yosha, says the Gemara, is referring to Sefer Bereishis. And many of the Rishonim discuss why it is that the Torah needs to begin Bichlal with Sefer Bereishis. It's not a history book. Why is it we begin Tachlis with the Mitzvahs? And the Mefarshim explain, because before we can get to the Tachlis of the Mitzvahs, we need Hadrocha. We need a Satnav. We need something to give us Shimush, how we're expected to behave. Derech Eretz, we need to learn how to behave properly before we're ready to start taking on the mitzvahs. And that's the Sefer Yosha. Sefer Yosha is a very interesting name. Yeshorim is an interesting name to use in reference to the Avos HaKadosh. And the Netziv, in his famous Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, asked the Kasha, why do we use the Loshon Yeshorim? Why don't we use the Loshon Tzadikim? Why don't we use the Loshon Chasidim? Why are we using the Loshon Yeshorim? But before we get to his answer, the number Mefarshim asked the question, the Poshet Havona, how do you translate Yosha? Yosha was translated as straight. So what does it mean, straight? What does it mean, Yosharim? So one Mahalach in Mefarshim is that straight means it starts at A, it goes to B, and it goes straight. It doesn't deviate left, it doesn't deviate right. It doesn't deviate left and right, and eventually ends up the same place. It's gilat. It goes all the way. It's straight. And the mahalach of the Avos HaKadoshim was they knew where they wanted to go. They knew how they wanted to get there, and they didn't deviate. No matter what happened around them, they stayed true to the Avos Hashem. And one could ask that having asked for that car and being now given the keys, how many people actually stop and think, what do I want to get out of the next 6 months? What's my Avodas Hashem of the next 6 months? What's the short-term plan? What's my lifetime plan? What do I want to achieve? What small steps do I want to change? Do I want to make? What little kabbalas do I want to take on myself? So that between when I come to Pesach, or you know, even Chanukah. So when I come to Chanukah, I can see I would have achieved Epos, something. Something I would have asked. I've asked for this car. I've begged for this car. I've told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this car because then I can do your work. I want to do your errands. What errands? What are we actually asking for? Or was Chas V'Shalom the whole thing a sham? The Netziv has a very unusual translation of Yosha. It's a very famous Hakdama. Forgive me those of you who are familiar with it. Chazorah is also important. The Siv says like this. The Pasuk tells us in Hazinu Ilay not that long ago, Hatzor Tomim Pa'oloi, and it continues, Tzadik V'Yoshahu. Hatzor Tomim Pa'oloi is of course speaking about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Siv that the Pasuk is explaining to us before the event even happened. It's justifying and explaining HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior in the second Churban Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Tziv, Hatzur Tomim Pa'oloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work is Tomim. You want to know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come along and bring a Churban Bayis Sheni? The answer is Tzadik V'Yoshahu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzadik V'Yoshah. What does this mean, Tzadik V'Yoshah? And Siv says as follows, I'm going to read out his words, because if I would say these words, I'd be stoned. So I'm mamish going to read out his words and hopefully translate his words, and we'll see his mahalach. Says in Siv like this, The terminology Yosha is used to justify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash destruction. In that generation of the second Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael had amongst them people who were classified as tzadikim, chasidim, amolei Torah. However, They weren't Yosha. We need to define the word Yosha. So I'm Dafka not translating it because I want you to see how he translated it. They weren't Yosha in their interactions in the world. Al-Kain. Ibnei Sinas Chinom Shebelibom. Zeh Zeh. Because of the baseless hatred in their hearts between each other. Choshtu Esmi Shero Shenoyag Sheloi Kedzatom Beiras Hashem. They were suspicious, or their perception of those who didn't act quite the same way as they did from the Yiras Hashem point of view was Shehutzduki Vapikiris. Anyone who didn't have exactly their mahalach in Avodas Hashem was what we'd say nowadays, a goy, a shaygut, was off the derech. Anyone who didn't follow exactly their mahalach. Lubar lidei zeh, lidei shvichas damim, b'derech haflogo. And this approach resulted in Maisa and Shvichas Domim, ulechol haroi sheb'olam ad shechorav habayis. Val zehu tziduk hadin. And this is the tziduk hadin, says the Netziv, that the Pasuk is trying to explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. Shakadosh Baruch Hu yoshohu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yoshoh. Ve'enu sevel tzadikim ke'elu. And he doesn't have patience for this kind of tzidkus. Ela ba'oifin sheholchim b'derech ha'yoshoh. Gam behalichis olam. Only when tzaddikim go in the derech hayosha, also in their interactions with other people. We're not about kmimus. Af agav shu l'shem shamayim. Kanos, even if it's l'shem shamayim, if it results in a lacking of correct behavior to our fellow man, does zeh goyim churban habriya barisus yishuv haaretz. That results in the churban. V'zeh hayoshvach ha'ovis. And this is the shvach of the ovis. Of course, the others ben Adam Lamokim doesn't get higher. But oif hoyu yeshorim, they were also yeshorim. Hainu, she isnagu im umus ha'olam, afilo oif de lilim chorim. Their behavior with the nations of the world, even people who served the Avodah Zarah, of which there are plenty. Mikol makum hayo imam ba'ava v'choshu l'tzevosam v'asher hayo kiyum habriya. They nevertheless, the interaction with them, the way that they behaved with them, was with love. K'me sh'anu ro'im kama yishotach avam avinu l'yispala al sudeim af agav sh'hayo sina yisam. And he goes on to elaborate that even though Avram Avinu was amut ha'chesed, Avram Avinu stood for chesed, and Sodom was the opposite of Avraham Avinu. Sodom hated chesed. Sodom persecuted those who tried to preach chesed. So Sodom is a natural enemy for Avraham Avinu. And yet Avraham Avinu didn't love Sodom's behavior. He didn't agree with their ideology, b'chlal. He preached against their ideology. But nevertheless, he loved them as in they were brias, they were human beings, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save them. Netziv goes on, I'm not going to read out the rest, you can look up yourself, it's a Dhammut Sefer Bereishis. Netziv goes on to explain how the Avos HaKadoshim had their principles, and I want to be very clear what I'm saying and what I'm not saying, right? Because this is open to be misconstrued. The Netziv is not suggesting for a second that the Avos HaKadoshim allowed their Das Torah to in any way be infringed, affected, corrupted by these other elements who didn't follow the Derech HaTorah. Not at all. And in fact, Avraham Avinu, we find Avraham Avinu, very shortly we'll be learning Parshas Lech Lecha, he's been told you have to go away from your own family, you have to go away. Right? Here we're talking about loving strangers, we're talking about loving one's own family, and Avraham Avinu had to leave them. You see, Shimshon Kol Hirsh explains very clearly that because the hashpah that they had was something which was neged what was required from him, you have to leave that behind. A Yid has to know to protect Das Torah, to protect the right Yiddish hashkofas, and not allow them to be changed in any single way by the environment, by society, by the new ideas of society. The Yiddishkeit and the hashkofas have to stay exactly as they always were. But that doesn't mean, therefore, that when we interact with those around us, Yidden or otherwise, that you can't treat every single human being as a mensch. That doesn't mean that you can't care for people. That doesn't mean that you can't show who you are as a Yid. And who you are as a Yid is best summed up by Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. A very famous Gemara. Gemara says, V'haftes Hashem Aleichecho, the famous pasuk we say, V'haftes Hashem Aleichecho, what does that mean, V'haftes Hashem Aleichecho? She'shem Shomayim is Ahiv Al Yodecho. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name should be loved through your actions. She'koyre V'shoyin U'mashamash Tamidei Chachomim. You should learn and be Mashamash Tamidei Chachomim. Rehei Masoyim Atzonei Be'emuno. You should be honest in your business dealings. V'yitavu B'nachas Imabriyas. And you should speak pleasantly with humanity. If you do that, Ma Habriyas Oimreis Olov. What do human beings say about you? What do people say about you? Ashrei Aviv Shelamdei Torah. How praiseworthy is his father that taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shelamdei Torah. How praiseworthy is his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Oy lahem labriyei shelo lamdu Torah. Woe to those people who are not zeicher, who are not as privileged to learn Torah. Ploini shelam haTorah, ra'u kama noim drachov. This person who learns Torah, look how nicely he behaves. Kama musukonim maisal. How perfect his actions are. Allah akosu oime vayom li avdi atu yisor asher b'cho yispoeh. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you my servants, through you Klal Yisrael, I HaKadosh Baruch Hu am beautified. Avol, however, mi shekoyer v'shoyne u'mashamash tamidei chachomim. If there are Yidden who might learn, they might be mashamash tamidei chachomim, but ein masoy matoni b'emunah. But when it comes to their financial affairs, they're not honest. Ve'ein ziburi b'nachas mabrius, and their interactions with people, whether Yidden or otherwise, is not b'nachas. It's not in a menschlichtik way. It's not in a loving type of way. Mahabrius emes olov. So what do humanity say about them? Oy loy leploini shalom atayr chas v'sholom. You open yourselves up to goyim, saying, "Woe to those who learn Torah." Oylei la'aviv shalom doy Torah. Oylei la'rabbi shalom doy Torah. Ploini shalom atayra ru'u kama mukul kolin maisa. Achmona litzlan. Those people who learn Torah see how wrong, see how corrupt their actions are. Kama mukul orange rochel. Walom akos oime be'emar lehem am Hashem eile ma'arzo yitzo. There are two parts that the Gemara mentions here. There are two specific things which the Gemara pulls out. Masoy matoni b'emuno and dibu b'nachas mabrius. Being honest in one's business dealings and speaking properly and pleasantly to people around us. Masoy matoni b'emuno used to be that it was understood a Yid's word was his bond. You don't need to sign a contract with a Yid. If a Yid gives you his undertaking, gives you his verbal guarantee, nothing to worry about. That was between Yidden, that was between Yidden and Goyim. And I'd love to hope that it's still the case between certain Yidden. But it's not the case with everyone. And we seem to have moved so far from that position that now we have a concept called the Yiddish Kop. Yiddish kop used to be someone who came up with a gewaltig pshat in Tosis. That was a Yiddish kop. Someone who could verstay good as sugya. Someone who could take something which didn't seem understandable and use the koichos he's been given by Kodesh Baruch Hu to explain the glatzes svara in the sugya that we stood questioning. That was a good Yiddish kop. Now, unfortunately, Yiddish chap has different connotations. And for some reason, the word Yiddish is put before and it becomes all mutter. And it carries on until eventually, like every chap, it gets caught. And then there's the Chilul Hashem, and then there's exactly the Gemara which we're talking about here. You know, if it gets to a stage that the frumer one looks, the more likely one is going to get to be stopped going through customs, then things are going wrong. Yidden need to remember When you go to the office, don't leave your couple by the door. When you go to the office, we've just been begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leman Cho'eli Kimchaim. Everything we want, this panosa which we're crying for, this gezunt which we're crying for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all for you. It's for your Avodas Hashem. We've been through a month of that. And now becomes the 6 months dark office work. No one's around, no one sees what's happening. And this is the grunt work of being a Yid. And this is the trenches that makes the difference. This is where we get a chance to actually see, was that real? Everything that you were requesting, was that genuine? Was that really what we were asking for? Because we really want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter the nisyonos, no matter how difficult it might be, no matter what those around us are doing. Or that was the theory test. But now when you get on the roads and there's a clear stretch ahead of you, and you see other people speeding, the Yetzirah and the Taiva to speed is so great, I can't resist. And that is on the Noisim Noisim Be'emunah. V'am even Yom. On the Medabu, B'nachas, in Abrius. My grandfather, Reuven Turner, Zichron Levrocha, used to have a road sweeper who lived across the road from him in Brent Street. Not lived, who worked across the road from him in Brent Street. And every day when he used to go walking, he used to see this road sweeper and used to go over to him and ask him how he was. States that there's a guy, not just a guy, it's a road sweeper on the lowest echelon of society, lowest level. We come into contact with Yidden and we come into contact with Goyim on a regular basis. All of us, some more, some less, some in the office, sometimes the person behind the counter, the person on the bus. And we have to understand we're living in Golos. But not just are we living in Golos. We're living in a Golos in a time unprecedented in our lifetime. We're living at a time when there are plenty of people out there who are trying to point the finger and accuse us of things. And a lot of it's not true. But sometimes we don't help ourselves. Sometimes we don't make the extra effort to make a Kiddush Hashem. And we have to realize that every single one of us is an ambassador. Every single one of us goes out into the street every single day, and we have an opportunity. We have a phenomenal opportunity. We have an opportunity to make this Gemara in Yuma come true. I came across a scenario not long ago, which I can't say very many of the details of, but a scenario where Be'erach 10 years after working with a Yid, honest Erlich Yid, a guy called him up and said, I've got something that might be for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. You're the only Jew I've ever known. You always were so honest and straight, so you're the person I called. Years later. We have no idea the hashpa, the impact we can make. We've got no idea what's coming ahead of us in this country. Mamish, no idea. In multiple areas, we have no idea. We have no idea what favours we're going to need. We've got no idea what votes we might require. We've got no idea what challenges the Maestas are going to come up against. Well, we have an idea, some of the challenges. And we have to make sure that we've done our Hishtadlus. We have to make sure that when we go out in the street, when we interact with people, we recognise them as being human beings. Sefer HaYosha says the Netziv, does not mean, and I'll say this again, does not mean that we have to allow in any way, shape or form our hashkofas to be attacked, to be influenced by the hashkofas of the street. That's not what it means. But what it does mean is we have to recognize every single human being as being a human being. We have to care for them. We have to show that we care for them. We have to make sure that wherever we go as a Yid, people look at us and they say, as the words of the Gemara, Ashrei Aviv Shalamdei Teiru. Ashrei Rabbi Shalamdei Teiru. Oilohem Nabriyin Shalei Lamdu Teiru. Pleini Shalomad Teiru. Ru'u Kama Noim Jirocho. Kama Musukonim Maisim. And it's not for nothing that these parashas take us all the way till just after Hanukkah. So this is, if you want, the trial period. We've begged, we've asked, we've cajoled HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us what we need. So between now and Chanukah, Mefarshim say till Chanukah there's a certain leftover from the Yom Narayim. From now till Chanukah, Chodesh till Chanukah, let's try and remember that whilst we might have our license, and we might have our car, and there might be no one with us in that car, and then multiple times there will be nisyonos, there'll be opportunities to maybe go quicker than we need to go, to maybe break the chukim in some way, shape or form. Let's make sure that Leman Choyli Kim Chaim is as true when it comes to Chanukah as it was on Rosh Hashanah. Shkoyach.